Chapter 13.
Republic reinforcements are going to be in Teth orbit shortly, ma'am. We must make our move.
Battle droid commander to Asajj Ventress on detecting a Republic cruiser dropping out of hyperspace.
Abandoned throne room.
Anakin tightened the straps on Ahsoka's backpack. Rata squealed in protest, fixing Anakin with those unsettling yellow eyes that he preferred to avoid.
"Yes, I know it's tight, but you're going to slip out if we have to do any jumping around, aren't you?" Anakin said. "You're a slippery customer, and you'll be even more slimy and slippery when you grow up."
"He doesn't understand," Ahsoka said. "All he knows is that you're being mean to him."
"Yeah." Compassion in a Jedi was essential, but Ahsoka could take it too far.
"Now let's get moving. Those droids will be all over us before we know it."
R2-D2 headed for the exit. Ahsoka trotted after him, Anakin defending the rear.
"Don't you remember what it was like to be a kid?"
"If you only knew, Snips."
"A pain in the neck, you mean?"
"No. Being treated as if you're inconvenient, deaf, and stupid by adults who ought to know better."
"Ouch."
That was a real smack around the head, and Anakin couldn't actually argue with it. It pretty well described his relationship with the Jedi Council. He didn't have a smart answer to fire back, and found himself interrupted by wondering how long it was going to be before this numbness wore off and reality slammed him against the wall, screaming,
"Why didn't you save Rex? Why can't you save anyone who matters? What's the point of being the chosen one if you can't save people you care about?"
He was in the doorway, checking down the passage behind them, when his comlink crackled.
"Anakin, come in."
Ahsoka stopped dead. "Who's that?"
"Anakin, come in."
Anakin knew the voice, but not the strangely flat, mild tone. It was all he could do not to respond.
"Rex. Rex is still alive, thank the Force."
Anakin wanted to pour out his relief and ask how the rest of the men had fared, and just tell his captain that he was glad he was okay. But something was wrong. Rex would never call him Anakin.
"We've held the droids, sir."
"No, you haven't. I know it. I feel it. I heard it."
"What is your location?"
Ahsoka walked back to Anakin. He hadn't pressed the transmit key, but he put his finger to his lips.
Not a word. He strained to hear clues in the background.
Rex was clearly not alone, and he was under duress. He was warning them.
Anakin wanted badly to tell him he'd understood, and to hang on because he'd rescue him. But he didn't dare, and he hoped Rex knew him well enough to realize that he'd never just ignore him and save his own skin.
Anakin closed the link.
"Sky Guy, what's going on? That was Rex! He said..."
"I know what he said."
Anakin turned her by her shoulder and pushed her gently on her way.
"He was warning me that we've got trouble."
"Was that some code? Look, he's alive and..."
"Rex would never call me Anakin. He never talks like a dumb droid, and he knows perfectly well that I can tell from disturbances in the Force that our guys were slaughtered up there."
Anakin didn't have time for this.
"He's being held. And I bet I know who's trying to use him as bait."
"Who?"
It had to be one of Dooku's minions, of course. And it wasn't always possible to identify other Force users simply from the impression they left in the Force. Only that they were around, but some, just announced who they were so clearly that they might as well have stood there in the flesh.
"Asajj Ventress."
Anakin knew that raging pain, that absolutely obsessive hatred, a focus so harsh and clean in its dark way that it was like looking into the heart of a diamond.
"Dooku's assassin," he said. "Ventress. I bet she thought she could mind-influence Rex to trap us. Fat chance. You have to have a weak-minded subject, or do it very subtly. Maybe she's getting sloppy in her desperation."
"What do you think she wants?"
Anakin was certain where this was heading now.
"She's here to kill the Hutt and blame it on us."
"And kill us, too."
"Yes, that was a given.
We're here solely to get that Hutlet home. Everything else, Snips, will just be detail in the final report."